Radio MD. RadioMD.com. It's time to change your habits and start living a healthy, happy, and fulfilling life. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. Most people think that if you're on the road to recovery, you're already focused on your health. The truth is that being substance-free is just one part of a healthy lifestyle. Being healthy involves making sure you're focused on proper nutrition, as well as fitness, sleep, emotional health. And my guest today, Mike Baychuk, understands firsthand how to balance recovery and healthy living. Mike's struggle with weight and body image led him to become very active in the field of physical fitness, nutrition, and recovery coaching. Mike is here to help us understand how, through his own journey, it got him to work with people and help them with their goals in creating a healthy lifestyle to coincide with their recovery. Such incredible work. Mike, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me again. I'm really excited to be here. I'm having a great time.
Good. Well, I feel very grateful for people that have, you know, the courage to kind of discuss their own journeys with us, because it does help others that are listening on how you went through, you know, challenges yourself and how that got you to a place now where you're helping others. And I'm sure that's fulfilling for you. So can you tell us a little bit about your own journey?
Of course. Yes. So for me, I struggle with binge eating and compulsive overeating. So When I was younger, I got up to about 235 pounds. So, and for the listeners out there, I am 5'8", so that's a lot of weight for someone my size. Mm-hmm. And A lot of it was emotional eating. A lot of it was one of the few things I felt like at that time I could actually control. So There's definitely a lot of emotional things tied into it. And so once I got to a point in my life where I was able to feel better about everything that was going on, able to understand what was driving those cravings and that need to eat such large amounts and so often, I was able to start to change things around. And because, again, it's an addiction, the binge eating and compulsive overeating, it's not something that I could just turn off, because it was family members and people always saying, oh, just don't eat that. Don't, you know, stop halfway through.
Yeah.
Eat smaller amounts. And it just wasn't an option for me. I didn't have that signal from my brain saying, you're full, that's enough. It was Eating to the point where I was uncomfortable, and that was my signal. So that was something that... Go ahead.
No, please, go on.
So that was something that I really needed to understand, that wasn't... Because that was what I believed was full. And so I needed to reassess my understanding with my connection between food, my emotions, my ability to send those signals to myself and understand, okay, I'm not actually hungry anymore. And learning what that felt like was a really big change for me.
And I would assume too that someone helped you understand where this emotional kind of pain or where the emotional piece was coming from, because I'm happy that we're talking about this today, because addiction is not just about drugs or alcohol. It's about, it could be food, it could be gambling, It could be technology, it could be, you know, sex, it could be many, many different things of what we use as a band-aid, right, to kind of bandage ourselves up from some kind of pain. But honestly, we bleed out. That Band-Aid is not a sustainable option for long-term healing. So how did you get to that point? Did you have a therapist? Did you go to a program?
Right. So for me, I had a therapist for a while who did help me get into that. And it's funny because now I do the recovery coaching and I have a master's in spiritual psychology. But back then, it was something I actually really did not like. I did not like going to therapy. I had a great therapist. And he was really amazing, but I was very challenging, and I know I was a very difficult client. So he gave me a lot of the emotional insights, which was great for me. And which is the interesting part for me, is that I was able to put a lot of it together on my own, which was very unique. I know a lot of people don't have that kind of experience, but from the work I did getting my master's, we did a lot of work on ourselves through the program, which is also very difficult, but it really helped me connect the piece with the therapist and helped me understand why I also then had the need, because after working with the therapist, I got better, but I didn't really have the full picture. I was still over-exercising to the point where I was working out 5 or 6 hours a day, which is definitely not healthy on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. So I was over-exaggerating my exercise to balance out my still unbalanced food and nutrition. And the therapist, because again, the therapist, you know, made some, you know, mention of it, but he wasn't a trainer. He wasn't a professional athlete. He wasn't a dietitian or a, you know, anything of that sort. So for me, I wasn't going to listen to anything about that from him.
Right.
So when I put it all together, go ahead.
Yeah. Oh no, it seems like you really created your own plan too. You know, through educating yourself.
Yeah, that was a big thing for me. I am I really pride myself on being a strong, open person. You know, I definitely like hearing from other people and getting feedback and suggestions, but I really pride myself on being able to, you know, problem solve and being able to figure things out. And I think that my drive, and once I got that emotional understanding from the therapist and knew that those were the things that were driving my unhappiness and making me unable to understand why I was covering things up, that really helped me put everything together, and it really just grew from there. I got very involved in playing tennis, working out, supporting others with fitness and tennis, and it was always, whenever anyone ever asked me for help, I always had to say yes. That was my deal with myself, is that I was going to, no matter what they needed, as long as it was something that was safe, obviously, and I felt like it was an area that I understood, I wanted to help them.
That's fantastic. So fantastic. And I know, you know, like we said earlier, that, you know, being recovered is, you know, being substance free is just one part of it, but also focusing on your sleep and fitness and nutrition is such an important piece of that also. So how did, obviously you said tennis, but how did that physical fitness and nutritional kind of healing happen, and how do you kind of explain that that's important for others, like when you're working with a client?
Right. So I think, like most people, I started out with diets, and those, you know, obviously diets are helpful and they are good for people who want short-term goals. If you want to be, you know, lose 10, 15 pounds in 3 to 5 months, yeah, a diet is very helpful and great. But if you want to change your lifestyle, which for me, that's what I had to do. I wasn't a short-term case. Mine was, this needs to be different for my entire life. And so I had to look at nutrition, look at my exercise, look at my lifestyle, and understand how I could change those things for a long-term plan, so that it wasn't, I can't have carbs at all. I can't, you know, ever have a piece of pizza. I can't eat burgers. You know, it was understanding that for the most part, I'm going to have healthier options. I'm going to have grilled chicken, I'm going to have salads, I'm going to make those healthier choices. But if I'm out with friends and I want to have some pizza, or, you know, I want to do something that I wouldn't normally necessarily feel comfortable having anymore, I give myself that leeway to know it's okay, because it's just one meal. I'm not going to completely fall off my plan from that. It's going to be something that is going to be part of my normal life. I'm not always going to have the healthiest foods available. And it doesn't need to be something that causes me stress.
Right, exactly. We have so much more that we could talk about, but this is such an important discussion for people to understand how to have these sustainable recovery plans and really incorporate, you know, realistically food and pleasure and things that give them pleasure too, to a degree. So thank you, Mike, for this information. People could find you at the website, which is SerenityTraumaCenter.com, and you said it's Mike@SerenityTraumaCenter.com, correct?
Yes, and they can also reach me at Mike@MikeBaychuk.com as well.
Okay, great. Thank you. And that's MikeBaychuk.com. Such an important discussion. Thank you for being with us. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thanks for joining us today, and stay well.